It is 5:43. Let's look at the Schumann and see what the energy is. And let me know how you're doing and how you're feeling. The energy today, at least so far, and the energy we've been in since yesterday, is a lot of blue. It's a lot of really low frequency energy. I asked Spirit what the message was, and all they had was settle in and watch the storm pass you by. And I absolutely do think that the graph right now, we are in this quiet period for the time being because we are coming into eclipse season. And eclipses are all about change. I know a lot of people are afraid of eclipses, but there's no reason to be worried or scared because you have already introduced so much change into your life. These eclipses is just going to amplify that. And this goes along with timeline jumping, which I am working on a video for all of you since you asked. I'm hoping to have it out today. Do my best. Even the Kumiana, there is like practically nothing happening. And I will just say from a scientific standpoint, the complete lack of anything on here. Why is there no lightning strikes? Like, what is happening? Is the earth okay? Because I feel like there should be at least something on here. There should be lightning strikes happening to create the resonance. Considering how tightly knit our physical bodies are with this resonance. A little alarming. I do still feel anxiety and pressure. And it's just like with any storm, like a summer storm or any kind of storm, as it approaches, you feel the pressure and like the weight bearing down on you. That is how I feel right now. And it's a little uncomfortable because I can feel what's coming. And again, storms, they're not always bad, right? Sometimes we need a shower. Sometimes we need the rain. We have to have thunderstorms to break the humidity and cool it off. Adaptability is very important through this process. It can be challenging, absolutely. Change can be difficult depending, you know, where it is in your life. But you can do it and just continue to remember this is happening for you so that you can achieve whatever it is you decided you wanted to change. Continue to pay attention to your body and what it needs. I have done way too much lately. I think I'm resting. And I look at my watch and I'm like, okay, clearly I'm not resting. Listen to your body. Today is a rest day for me. My body, she is not happy with me. So continue just to tune in. You know, there's a lot of reasons to tune in to how you're feeling. Not only because your body knows what it needs, but to help you become, you know, connected. What is it that you need emotionally? What are you feeling? What are your desires? Coming in tune with yourself. Very important. And most of us have no idea those answers to those questions. So taking this time to really discover yourself. I hope that you have a wonderful day.